Australian singer, superstar. I think everyone loves this guy. Shannon Noll on the line. Mate, how are you?
G'day, Alan. How are you, buddy?
Mate, I'm doing fantastically. Geez, you've been pretty busy lately. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. How'd that all go for you?
Yeah, mate, that was a pretty hectic experience, actually. I wasn't quite ready for what I was in for, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm looking to diet, mate, and I've heard that's probably the best way to get around it.
Mate, I'll tell you what, yes, it was a dead set cleansing experience, mate, that's for sure. Oh, absolutely. No salt, no pepper, no real food of any kind except some horrible stuff. But anyway, mate, it's all really great experience, great thing to do, but yeah, I think twice about doing it again.
You told quite a few stories while you were there. Obviously, you got nothing really much to do besides talk. Yeah. Is there any stories you regret telling that everyone found out about, or are you pretty cool with what you did on the show?
Oh, mate, I probably gave Simon Cowell a bit of the fake. That didn't come back to bite me, but anyway, he's already done enough damage anyway, so can't be any worse.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I thought it was a bit funny, the Molly Meldrum story that you told of you being on Idol and him telling you that you were terrible and you were never going to make it in America. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I know, mate. Well, yeah, I mean, one thing about it, mate, everything I said in there was 100% truthful. So if there's any repercussions of it, mate, you can't say a lot about it anyway.
Well, that's exactly it, mate. Well, we're pumped that you're out of the jungle. You're going to be heading to WA very soon on the 31st of May at Ravenswood Hotel. You're going to be in Hillary's on the 1st of June and then North Perth for the 2nd of June, the Charles Hotel there. But also another big gig for you as well, Rock the Boat, mate. You're going to be on a cruise ship with, like, some amazing acts, Romantics, Ross Wilson, Eurogliders and Foreigner. How'd you score that?
Mate, yeah, I've sort of been on the tail a little bit the last couple of years. So this year we thought we'd get involved. Not sure what to make of the cruise thing, but it should be a lot of fun, mate, I reckon. And it'd be good to have a few days actually just enjoying the cruise, I suppose, as well as the Australia gig in there as well, mate. So it's all good.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty good gig. We actually are sending listeners to be on the cruise ship as well. Can I ask a favour of you, mate? Can I leave with you to look after?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, no worries, mate. I'll be there, so definitely leave it in my care, buddy. I don't know how to come back, but anyway.
Just keep him out of trouble if you would.
I'll try my best, buddy. It should be a lot of fun, mate. I can't wait, actually.
Absolutely, mate. Hey, let's talk about what you're up to lately, musically-wise.
Yeah, mate. We just put the album out whilst I was in the jungle, actually. So that's been the first one in 7 years since I've put a new album out. So I'm actually had some good feedback about it, mate. So I'm really, really just looking forward to playing some of them songs off the new album in the new show. So we've got a few shows to go for the Red Hot Summer Tour the rest of this month, and then we'll be in the studio working up some of the new tracks off the new album, mate. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's been a long time in the making, and yeah, can't wait.
I do remember, actually, when you released Who I Am, they had a little cover image on it. It was you leaning on a ute.
Yeah.
With the number plate Nolsey, I think it was Nolsey 1?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that your actual ute, mate? Or?
No, mate. No, mate, we actually got them plates made up. So when we were shooting the clip driving on the road and we were all a bit worried that I could get pulled over with fake plates. But we got away with it, so they're pretty stoked about that, mate. Yeah, but I kept one of them plates. I think we gave one away as a competition as well. So
cool.
A bit of memorabilia, mate.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Very, very cool. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you in WA, and also for a couple of lucky listeners, get to see you while you rock the boat. Thanks for the chat today, Shannon. I appreciate it.
No worries, Alan. Thanks very much, mate. Looking forward to getting over there, buddy.
Definitely something in the air last night at the Commonwealth Games, that closing ceremony. A lot of people taking to social media. A lot of people not happy, Aaron.
Of course, a furor, isn't it, eh?
Yeah, you know, it's just so disappointing after what really was a successful Commonwealth Games to just really stuff up the closing ceremony on an international level.
How does that happen?
And I'll tell you, Channel 7 were right there with everyone else not being happy. Joanna Griggs and Basil Zemplis were hosting it, and they just let their frustrations loose. There's a four-minute video going viral at the moment on Facebook, it won't take you too much effort to find it, where they just spray it. They just go, are you kidding? And it appears that the disdain from Channel 7 has continued on this morning with Koshy with Sunrise. They had Peter Beattie on the show, who's one of the organisers of the Gold Coast Games. Here's how it went.
But we made a mistake. The reality was the athletes came in as part of the pre-show. Kurt came in with the flag, but that wasn't shared with viewers. That was clearly a stuff-up. Now, I'm sorry. If I get a chance, I'll apologise to Kurt this morning. There is an activity here down at Surfers. But what we were driven by, Koshy, was the welfare of athletes, because Commonwealth Games Australia and others have said to us...
Come on, Peter, that does not wash. It's happened every other closing ceremony.
Not, but it's also the truth.
Every other closing ceremony, the athletes have been involved. They are the star of the show.
Yeah, that's true.
It seems as though this has been put together by some arty-farty entertainment organiser who doesn't know what the Games is all about.
Just before I continue on, how good is Koshy there? Just getting right into it. Here's Peter Beattie basically just kind of owning up to it.
That's true. Koshy, let me finish, because I think you asked me a question. I want to give you an honest answer. We were driven by athletes' welfare. On those occasions that you referred to, athletes have stood around, and they are the ones that we were concerned about. We didn't want them standing outside the stadium for an hour. Now, did we get it wrong? Yes, we did get it wrong. Did we stuff it up? Yes, we did stuff it up. Should they have been part of the actual ceremony that was broadcast? Of course they should have been. We got it wrong. Now, so, I can't be more honest.
There you go. They got it wrong.
They sure did. Good on Koshy there. He normally makes being smug an art form, but well done bringing the term arty-farty back into the vernacular.
Audio there, credit to Sunrise. But really, well done to Koshy. Hats off to him.
This is your Week in the Stars with Felicity Sun.
I've got Felicity Sun on the line. Good morning, Felicity.
Good morning, Alan.
How's the Stars looking for you this week?
Oh, the Stars are looking interesting. I'm a Gemini, I don't know if you know. For you, a little bit more confusing, but we'll get to that in the Star Guide.
Oh no, all right, let's get into it then.
Here's your weekly Star Guide. Aries. A foolish Aries listens to their heart. A wise Aries listens to their horoscope. Taurus. You may date a very attractive person this week. If you do, just know they could do so much better than you. Gemini. You will hear this week's prediction and think to yourself that you could have come up with something better. No, you couldn't have. The stars write these. Cancer, you will be hungry in about an hour. Leo, you will never be good at Photoshop. Virgo, next week's reading will be very useful to you. Libra, when angry this week, the stars recommend you sing the alphabet. Scorpio, you will live long enough to hear to the end of this star guide, but beyond that, the stars can't guarantee anything. Sagittarius, the greatest danger to you this week is your own stupidity. Capricorn, the stars predict love is on the horizon. Literally, always on the horizon, never closer. Aquarius, avoid making things worse this week. And Pisces, ignore previous star guides this week. It could save your life.
Well, thank you very much, Felicity Sun. Hopefully some people will find some insight in that.
Yes, well, following the stars is always a recipe for success, Alan.
If you say so. All right, thanks, Felicity.
She seems confident.
Yeah. Like that's the only thing that's changed. I wouldn't say the results or the predictions are any good.
The results are still average, but she seems confident.
She could be a lawyer if she really wanted to. Very excited about this. On Friday, this news broke. And I tell you, it was almost out of nowhere. We chatted to a few of the volunteer firefighters. They had no idea this announcement was coming. And that was that a specialist division is going to be set up within Western Australia's Emergency Services Agency to deal with rural bushfires in the wake, of course, of the Yarloop blaze in 2016. This is huge news.
So it should, great news.
The best part about this is it's not its own division. It's working with the volunteer firefighters. A lot of the time something like this comes along and volunteers are just kind of cast away to the side, which is so offensive considering they're the ones that work so hard as well as everyone else. But this is going to be working with them. This is great to see. What is it going to cost the taxpayer as well? If you own a property in rural WA, it could cost anywhere between $8 to $17 a year on your fees.
Compared to what it comparatively could cost if you lose your home, bargain.
Correct. So this is some great news. Awesome to see it. Like I said, a lot of people were surprised by the announcement, but good work to the Labor government in Western Australia. This is one of the things I will give them a tick for.
With your weekend sports roundup, it's Out of Bounds on the Southwest's Triple M.
Yes, Aaron, with me now, mate. Big weekend of sport.
Always is, mate. Let's kick it off with footy. Frio, unfortunately, went down to GWS on Saturday. Swirling, blustery conditions in this game in Canberra. Al, did you see it at all?
Not really,
Didn't catch any of it. Nat Fyfe, about the only guy who got kicking on goal right. His shot just before half-time, a masterclass in kicking across the wind. They got close to the Dockers, 13 points the difference at one stage in the last quarter before the strong GWS outfit pulled away to win by 5 goals. Like the game again, though, of Bailey Banfield, for a guy who's come off the rookie list, he's certainly showing plenty at the moment. The Eagles gave Gold Coast plenty over the weekend and celebrated the milestone matches of Lacroix and Natanui in style with an 80-point thumping clinical display by the West Coast forwards, 5 to the returning Kennedy, 4 to Cripps, Darling 3, Lacroix 2, Rioli 2, and I just hope, Alan, somewhere that in Melbourne, Robert Walls was watching the game and realised that his West Coast wooden spoon prediction suddenly ain't looking that great. Footy return to the southwest over the weekend, mate. Colley came out on top over Augusta Margaret River, a big final quarter helping the Eagles to finish the game off with a 33-point win. Kerry Park have started the new season in fine form, recording a strong 22-point victory over South Bunbury. Busselton almost kicked themselves out of it against the Harvey Bulls, but did the business in the end, getting up by 10 points. Yesterday, a brave, promising Eton Boomers side was simply outgunned by a far more accomplished Bunbury Bulldogs team. Great to have footy back at Glen Huon Reserve, though, and a dramatic finish in the HBL Donnybrook game on Saturday night. Vision you can find on Facebook as well. A free kick with 15 seconds left on the clock allowed Lions vice-captain Braden Prentice to kick the Lions' only goal for the final quarter, securing a 3-point win in the process. Wow. Big result, that one, yeah. So, geez. Mate, as well, despite a pretty average Commonwealth Games closing ceremony, we spoke about that earlier, didn't we? Australia has finished up well on top in the medal tally, a convincing medal haul. The Aussies, 80 gold, 59 silver, 59 bronze, for a total medal tally of 198. And shoeys aplenty in Shanghai overnight, where WA's Daniel Ricciardo raced to victory. A tactical masterstroke by his Red Bull team helped lead to Ricciardo's 6th F1 win.
That's insane. He's a gun. He's an absolute gun.
He is.
Honestly, he could drive an old Gemini and he would probably still get the job done. He's incredible.
He's a great driver. He's a lad too. We love him.
Yeah, absolutely. Get on the shoeys.